Thanks for downloading this episode of the John Curley and Sherry Elicker Show. Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. The best place to watch all your favorite sports. Featuring wall-to-wall viewing screens, six windows, and 30 kiosks. Be there at emeraldqueen.com.
Here we go with the John Curley, Sherry Elicker Show, and you, yes, look at you coming along for a little bit of newstainment. Combination news and entertainment, we like to call it newstainment. Here she comes.
I'm glad
sing it, girl.
Outside. I love Ooh. How the sun's warm rays shine
yes.
triply bright as Got. Clouds
yes.
that look like
okay.
cotton candy.
All right, sounds like she's making up as she goes along. Andrew,
I
gong
can
her out.
I feel my mood improving due to the steady sunshine.
Come on, Sherry. Come on.
It's such a pretty day here.
You free rapping that? We just kind of free versing that one.
Yeah, it's kind of my version of chopping broccoli. So yeah.
Chopping broccoli. All right, here we go. Down the end of there. Joe's back.
Good to have him.
Yes, good to have him back.
Thank you.
To have Jacob on and to realize. He doesn't listen to the show. No one in management listens to the show.
It was more of a confirmation because we suspected that all along.
Sorry, I was distracted.
Yeah, it's both. It's freeing at the same time, insulting at the exact same time. It's like no one listens because they don't need to listen because what? It's so good they don't need to listen because they don't care. And then you're like, oh, I guess nobody's. Well, I guess we can say anything we want.
I feel liberated. I don't know about you.
Okay. And again, Jacob. Were you listening or were you distracted? Jacob?
Sorry, I was distracted.
All right.
Like the rest of management.
The last 6 months. Okay. So, with that being said, the stories to be, to have, and to hold, a Boeing is a cleaning house, the executive last hole. So they have gone through a bunch of problems for the last, like 8 years or something. Calhoun's gone in there, sort of a bit of a revolving door. He will leave. I assume he's retiring. It depends. If you get fired, it's a different sort of pay package than if you resign. I think he's resigning. I think that's it. And they don't know exactly the exit date. But I gathered a bunch of sound because I wanted to see how the stock was doing because that always tells you how's the market feel about these changes. So let's see. Okay. So he's stepping down. We know that. And let's see, Joe, which one to get in there? This is the changes at Boeing. This guy's good. This is Herb Greenberg explaining about all the changes they've had at Boeing.
Your view is that Dave Calhoun, who will be leaving, this is not really his mess, is it? It predated his, or the seeds were planted before he came in.
What a mess. This thing has been going on. Mismanagement of this company, you could say, goes back at least 20 years, probably more than that. Because remember, you've had a revolving door of CEOs here for 20 years. And during that time, which was actually a cleanup from aisle five over there when the company acquired McDonnell Douglas, you know, this is a company that at some point, and I would say if you go back and you look from about 2005 when James McNerney came in, he was the former CEO of 3M. He was there for 10 years. People loved the company during that period of time, and you can see it in the stock, but you can also see it. There's a chart I actually put up on Substack where I write, and you can actually see the amount of money they started just throwing at shareholders, trying to create shareholder returns so they were paid to wait as opposed to the money they put back into the business. And you can see during the time the stock went up, and shareholders were happy, but what happened? We started running into some of these other issues. So I would argue that, you know, going forward, whoever they pick is not going to be able to sit here and try to appease shareholders by making them feel good. I don't know how that's going to shake out, but you go back over 20 years. I keep coming to this point. CEO after CEO after CEO, misstep after misstep after misstep. This is a company, as one of my friends pointed out, used to be known for over-engineering their planes. That was a good thing. But once they did the deal with McDonnell Douglas many years ago, they came in and wanted to start saving money. You can't come in and just start cheapening this company and running it like any other business. This isn't one of those you can just, you know, cut not just the fat, but now you're cutting the muscle. This is not a cost-cutting story. And that's what it was, and that's what investors love. So they're going to have to pour money back into this business every which way. They're going to have to put employees first, which obviously there's been a lot of stress there. They're going to have to put safety first, obviously. That all comes at a cost. So from a shareholder perspective, I think where you wanted to sit even a few weeks ago and say, this might be an interesting idea. You have to think, what are they going to do for me and how long is it going to take?
Yeah. Boeing's the big change of Boeing is people will say that's followed Boeing for all those years. When they moved to Chicago, that was where they became more concerned with bankers than engineers. So this is good stuff. Listen, Boeing is an amazing organization. It's a great company. Of course, the Northwest has benefited from Boeing for all these years, and get things straightened out there, and that would be the best. By the way, I think it was trading at $192 a share. Long range, they say it's a good buy. It's down low right now, but you're looking 5-10 years out. They've got the orders. They have the technology. They get things organized again, and it's, you know, you're always buying for the future. Buy now, and in 5 years, you'll see the thing benefiting you. So it's not like it's going to fold up and go away.
No, they say that the next round of leadership needs to prioritize safety and also prioritize employees a little bit more rather than just catering to the shareholders.
Yeah. But the big thing now is when you do... Thank you, Andrew.
That's a lot of them going on.
I wonder. I was like, I didn't put that in there.
I'd say that's Andrew adding his own little thing there. The big, you know, you're on a Boeing plane. You probably think to yourself, am I safe on this plane? Yes. 45,000 planes take off and land safely every single day. But should I have leggings on? I'm sure that concerns a lot of people while they're getting on a plane. If I catch on fire, should I have leggings on or not? Sherry, what's the answer?
I hate to tell you this, John. I know you love your leggings, and this is going to be hard for you to take. But they're made usually of synthetic fibers, and synthetic fibers are more flammable than, say, natural fibers like cotton. So God forbid the plane catch on fire, your leggings are going to be, I mean, up for grabs in terms of the fire. So you really got to be careful. A couple of other things. Stop wearing your high heels, John.
Oh, please.
Yeah, the stilettos aren't working on a plane.
It's such a look I love. Yeah.
No, the stilettos and the leggings got to go, and opt for sneakers or flat shoes, because if you've got to run, you've got to have on something that you can navigate quickly. Along with the idea, you really need to stop taking your shoes off. Don't slip the stilettos off, because again, if there's fire.
Sure. I'm sorry. I'm sure this is very valuable information. But really, who's concerned? Really, you're concerned about surviving a fire on a plane, and you're going to dress accordingly?
I guess if you want to really adhere to particular precautions that of things that could happen. So, for instance, you take off your shoes. If the plane's on fire or there's something going on the floor, you're going to run barefoot through it? Or are you going to have your shoes on?
What would be going on the floor besides fire?
Yeah, besides people writhing in pain. Sure.
Well, let's. I don't know.
You also have a T-shirt on that says, "I'm kissing my ass goodbye." I'm on a plane. It's on fire. That's it. People are worried about it. People wear pajamas. They don't care. Like, ooh, I better dress for success or dress for the job I want or something. People are not like thinking, well, I want to be comfortable on the plane, but I also don't want to be uncomfortable while I'm being burned alive. I better not wear leggings.
Is it true? I've heard that in a plane crash, all your clothes get blown off. Is that true?
I hope so.
That in a plane crash, that all your clothes, I guess, from the force of whatever, they go away.
Well, the door plug incident, the guy that was sitting close, the kid had his shirt ripped off.
Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of true.
My mom always said, wear a suit and tie. Wow. My mom always said, wear a suit and tie on a plane, because if it crashes and you're better dressed, they treat your carcass better than everybody else's.
Yeah,
so I'm like, Mom, really? Hey, Steve, Joe, give me a hand over here. I got a guy with a tie. Because they're just piling up everybody like cordwood, and then they have a special place just for the people that have a nice blue blazer on.
Well, but if we think that we lose our clothes, then that guy would only have a tie on. He wouldn't have anything else on.
Hey, Frank, Doug, grab the guy by the tie and drag his body over there. Like a handle. I like these people in first class that have lost their life. They all have ties on. Nutty. Oh, that was a study that was done. Don't wear leggings. Somebody get paid this for is that from, study.
No, oh, it's experts. From an expert. It claims oh, an to be expert. An expert.
Mm-hmm. Oh, an expert. Oh, God. 18-year-old charged with 4 counts of vehicular homicide after his car, doing 112 miles an hour in a 40, kill. I guess the interesting pieces of the story, we'll take care of some of the sound. This is, who's got this one? It's, oh, Cairo 7. Okay, so here's just a few people have probably heard about this tragedy.
At the center of this case is the deadly crash that took the lives of 3 kids and a mother in Renton on Tuesday. Buster Brown, Eloise and Matilda Wilcoxon, and Andrea Hudson died on scene. Casey McNerthney with the King County Prosecuting Attorney's Office tells me several factors led them to charge 18-year-old Chase Daniel Jones. Jones faces 4 counts of vehicular homicide, 2 counts of vehicular assault, and a count of reckless driving.
When you have people who are accused of crimes like this, it's very important to get that before the courts.
Court documents reveal Jones was weaving through lanes on 140th, going full throttle at 112 miles per hour in a 40 mile per hour zone when he collided with the victim's car.
Reckless driving is one of the charges that was filed, and that is an important one to get before the court.
Investigators say Jones had bought his car just a month ago, adding that Tuesday's crash marked his 3rd totaled car in less than a year. Court documents show all incidents were a result of speeding. It's why McNerthney says they take traffic cases like this so seriously.
That's why in King County, the prosecutor created a felony traffic unit last year. And it's because of the increased number of cases that we've seen, but also the expertise in our office to try to handle these cases in the best way possible.
But throughout the week, the families of the victims have made it clear they're praying for everyone's recovery, including Jones.
We believe in unconditional forgiveness. And we pray and we plead for you to pray for the young man who caused this terrible accident.
Hudson's kids, both Norlin and Charlotte, now they remain in the hospital recovering. We're told Norlin is still in critical condition. As for the suspect, Jones, we're also told he's recovering in the hospital. King County is requesting he be held on $1 million bail. In Renton, Samantha Lemebow, Cairo 7 News.
I'll tell you something. The headline of every single story has been that family to forgive. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, that is... people lose a life every single day in vehicles either caused by their own driving or somebody else's. But for those people that have lost those loved ones to say, forgive and pray for the kid that did this. That's the headline, right? Mm-hmm. They always get kind of lost in the mix, but what a remarkable human beings. Because I think they were saying that right after the accident. They were saying that same sort of thing.
It's kind of like it's sort of reminiscent of when, remember when the Amish school got, that somebody came in and shot all the kids in the school and the mm-hmm. Amish people went and to the gunman's funeral to offer peace and prayers for him too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
the level of forgiveness is, it's almost unimaginable. There were 3 kids in that car that were killed. Buster Brown is 12. Elise Wilcox is 12. Matilda Wilcoxon is 13.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone.
So now to sort of speculate on this stuff. So 18-year-old kid by the name of Jones goes and buys an Audi. I don't know what year it was, but Audi A4, something like that, doing 112 miles an hour. This is his 3rd car. So you're thinking, okay, first of all, who's paying his auto insurance? If he's been in 3 accidents, he's totaled these cars, he's also speeding tickets. I can't imagine when an 18-year-old has to pay monthly, right? So then you think, okay, who did he buy the car? How about his other 2 cars were totaled? How do you, at 18?
At 17.
How do you,
at 17. He's the 17. First 2.
How do you
yeah,
buy,
yeah.
How do you buy 2 cars? And how do you afford the insurance? And then you think, okay, well, now people start to look around because you want to blame somebody. It's like, are his parents the ones that are buying the cars? Are his parents paying for the insurance? And how responsible are they making their kid who's already crashed two other cars driving high speeds with speeding tickets? What did you learn? Did you learn anything from the first two accidents? Apparently not, weaving in and out of traffic and then going through that red light at 100 and some miles an hour. Here's the crazy thing, Sherry. Here are the people that lose loved ones saying forgive and pray. And then here's the jerko like me on the radio saying, hey, let's find somebody to blame, right? That's sort of the more just basic human response. Go get the people that are responsible for this. It's sort of working on a very base level. But on a more spiritual level, a greater, higher level of existence, is the people that are beyond that, not looking to blame, not throwing the rock, right? Not grabbing the person and, you know, making sure they're accountable for it. But on a much higher level of existence that I never am tested to have to forgive somebody if they do something like that to my family. But, you know, they say forgive and pray for. And I'm saying find, maybe go after the parents.
Well, I think you can have both. I think you can have forgiveness and accountability. And I don't think that's a bad thing at all. I'm sure the parents, this was the man whose two children are still in the hospital that are critically mm-hmm. injured. For him, based on his faith or whatever it is, he believes that the path probably to ask for healing of his children also includes the forgiveness of the person that did this to your children. So, I mean, that's a noble thing to do. It's very unusual. Most people would not have that kind of grace in their heart to hope for that.
No, no.
If you've been thinking about surgery or even joint replacement, here's something to consider. Hi, it's Dave Ross. I've talked to over 100 patients of Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, and many of them have told me about life-changing results. Their words, after treatment at Seattle Swartz and regenerative medicine. These are people with severe osteoarthritis, even bone on bone, and they're back to hiking, jogging, playing tennis, skiing, golfing, walking up and down stairs, playing with the kids and the grandkids, and they're doing it without pain and without surgery. Dr. Wagner's 60-minute outpatient procedure uses your own stem cells, and because they're your own stem cells, they can help regenerate your own cartilage in your own joints. Dr. Wagner is a board-certified Seattle physician. He has over 30 years of experience, and he's performed over 20,000 stem cell procedures. And he's one of the few doing it the right way. So, listen to his patients, and remember, whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before you choose surgery, first see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD. Get the facts. Then get back in the game at drmarkwagnermd.com.
Mariners texts keep you one step ahead. Receive breaking news, exclusive offers, and so much more. Sign up in just seconds by texting Mariners to 24247. Again, just text the word Mariners to 24247 to stay up to date with all the latest from T-Mobile Park.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You can write to us at mynorthwest.com, although Andrew says don't bother, nobody ever does. You also can come on in through the Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line at 1-888-973-54. So, oh, 7-6. Teeny tiny lady right over there going for employee of the week. She says she's ready to go, Sherry. That's right. She lost out last week, and she is hell-bent, ready to take back the prize. So she'll take those letters, and she'll find the letter of the day. Great honor bestowed upon you and your family. So head-to-head against you, she said there's only one other person she wants to beat, and that's you, Sherry, for employee of the week here at Cairo.
Okay. Good luck.
How many wins do you have? She's at 7.
I was told that I had one win from last week, but was never asked to participate in anything. So I doubt that that's the truth.
So Sunny Delight is a drink that came out. A couple of guys came up with this thing back in the 1960s. They said it's going to be like drinking Coke with vitamins in it. They said they were looking for a healthy alternative for their kids, and they came up with, wow, Sunny Delight back in 1963, and then it really took off in the 90s, early 90s. Kids reaching for Sunny Delight, and that was the drink that you're supposed to get, was there in the refrigerator. And I was luckily enough not to be sort of part of this. And by 1991, I wasn't drinking a whole bunch of this stuff. What are they doing? Are they playing some sport?
A little basketball.
Oh, okay.
OJ, purple stuff, some
light. What's in this?
Tastes like orange and tangerine.
Yeah, why?
Some healthy junk, too.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What are you doing?
There's what?
Problem, guys?
Let it be
Mrs. Jay. Miss Jay. Everybody's over at Mrs. Jay's house.
This is coolest.
Yeah, Mrs. Jay. What do you got in there? Oh, I got this and that and this and that. That's when kids used to actually talk to one another and play sports. I read the whole article. I don't think I ever got to the point. Did the girl turn orange from drinking Sunny Delight? I read the whole thing. Did you?
Yes.
Did she?
Yes, she did. She did. Okay. She was a 5-year-old patient in Wales, and she drank so much Sunny Delight. She drank 1.5 liters a day. Now, that has a 1,800 milligrams of what's the stuff that's in carrots and things?
Beta-carotene.
Yeah. And like so, for instance, the most amount you should have as a 4-year-old is 400 milligrams. She was drinking 1,800.
That's so, yes.
Sunny Delight's makers were about to receive an unwanted Christmas present.
Oh, good. He's got an English accent.
Oh, yes.
The makers of Sunny Delight, one of Britain's top-selling soft drinks, have admitted that too much of it can turn children's skin yellow.
A young Sunny Delight drinker from Wales had been rushed to hospital, suffering from an unusual temporary side effect.
She was a sweet little girl of around 4.
Was?
Well, he's just talking in the past about her experience. She's fine.
Oh, okay.
And, just like any other young girl, except that her skin had a certain color to it.
Any parents trying to imagine what shade she had turned needed only to watch to the end of the advert.
Sunny Delight, the great stuff kids go for.
The mother told me that she had worked out that the child was occasionally drinking 1 to 1.5 litres of Sunny Delight a day.
I remember being at home at Christmas time, opening up the newspaper, looking at that story illustrated with the ad we had just made with the snowman turning orange, and it was one of those moments, you know, my mouth went a little bit dry, my heart started beating a bit faster, my stomach lapped a little bit. Because at that point, I knew something really bad's happened here.
I don't like the look of it.
The worst that can happen with any brand, and of course, in business in general...
Is that Margaret Thatcher?
...really, is that you hurt your consumers in it.
Okay, yeah, it's talking to you slow. Well, listen, did the 4-year-old get in the car and drive to the store and buy liters and liters of this stuff? The parents were paying zero attention to the fact this kid was consuming enormous amounts of Sunny Delight and turning orange. I had a girlfriend who ate so many carrots, her hands turned orange.
Mm-hmm. I had a guy that I worked with at a radio station, and he was orange because he ate so many carrots.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's a
thing?
It can
happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think the guy you work with and my old girlfriend, they got married, didn't they?
They might have gotten married, and then the baby came out and it was kind of really orange.
It's not the way it works, Sherry.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
Let me draw out the birds and bees for you. Sunny Delight is still on the market. They now sell like Sunny Delight vodka, something or other. But that was never the go-to drink. And but that's probably one of the. But that actually, to be true, the person did turn orange. Remember when Mikey? Let's see. This is going to separate the audience into sections of people who were born before the 1900s. Life cereal and the Mikey commercial. Mikey likes it. Remember that? The kids are like, "I'm not going to eat it. You eat it. I'm not going to let you eat it." Remember that?
Yeah, and then he said, give it to Mikey. He hates everything or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this stuff. Some cereal. It's supposed to be good for you. Did you try it?
I'm not going to try it. You try it.
I'm not going to try it.
Let's get Mikey.
Yeah. He won't eat it. He hates everything.
Yeah.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
When you bring life home, don't tell the kids it's one of those nutritional cereals you've been trying to get them to eat. You're the only one who has to know.
Yeah, because once Mikey ate it, then everybody ate it. But then, unfortunately, the tragic story about Mikey eating 3 or 4 packets of Pop Rocks and then downing a Coke and then exploding while in a restaurant swept the country for the longest time as an urban myth. And I would meet people. This is like, I don't know, how many years ago, 30 years ago. I was like, hear about Mikey? He ate three bags of it. And then maybe 30 bags of Pop Rocks. And then he exploded in a restaurant. And you're like, really? The guy from the Life cereal commercial? I thought he hated everything.
Well, not Pop Rocks and Coke.
As it turns out, still alive.
Still alive. Yeah, that was the day. Right. Those were the eras of when child stars were all going bad. Like, remember Buffy from Family Affair, and she died of a heroin overdose. And, I mean, there were just all kinds of child stars that were getting into all kinds of problems.
Mason Reese on the Mike Douglas show, crying because Harry Chapin played Cats in the Cradle and then running off the set. And the reason he was so cute is because he was so ugly. As he sang about Oscar Mayer Wiener and stuff. It's just like they exploited the kid's weirdness, right? He was a little kind of trolly looking kid with the red hair.
Horrible.
It's just like, wait a minute. Really horrible?
Yeah. His looks, they were horrible. I'm sorry. He was not.
His name again. I got to Google this kid.
Mason Reese.
Mason Reese.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mason Reese. My baloney has a first name. Yes. Go ahead, Jerry.
And
I think you're, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you while you're making fun of a young child's looks. Go ahead.
Right. Oh, well, there was nothing wrong with him. He just was just hideous. But I mean, he did. It's not like he had a disability or had something, you know, that you should never call attention to. No, he was just weird and ugly. And they went on to do a documentary about him where he talked about that Mike Douglas incident. And he took it unbelievably seriously. I mean, as an adult, he was like, you have no idea the pain that caused me. It was horrible. And I asked him please not to do it. And he wouldn't listen to me. And it was still traumatizing to him.
My brother and I were semi-professional television watchers. And I remember watching that happen. I turned to my brother and go, oh my God. Because that stuff never happened. It was live on TV. I'm like, oh, did you see that? Mason Reese cried and ran off the Mike Douglas show. We were there. We were there for many big historical moments.
Yeah. You witnessed history.
Like John Lennon doing the weather on WPVI TV with the stick, and he's pounding at the little thing, and the magnets were falling off. We're like, oh my God, look, we're watching Chuck. This is great. Seeing big, big moments in television history. Mason Reese and John Lennon and poor guy after Ronald Reagan got shot, and they're interviewing this guy, eyewitness. He said, did you see the president get out of the ambulance? I saw him get out of the ambulance, and he was he walking under his own power? He was under his own power. I remember the guy just completely stymied by the question, and the guy just held the microphone. It was so uncomfortable. And then Mason Reese ran out and saved the day.
Harry Chapin showed up, serenaded everybody.
Everybody took their minds off it.
If you've been thinking about surgery or even joint replacement, here's something to consider. Hi, it's Dave Ross. I've talked to over 100 patients of Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, and many of them have told me about life-changing results. Their words, after treatment at Seattle Swartz and regenerative medicine. These are people with severe osteoarthritis, even bone on bone, and they're back to hiking, jogging, playing tennis, skiing, golfing, walking up and downstairs, playing with the kids and the grandkids, and they're doing it without pain and without surgery. Dr. Wagner's 60-minute outpatient procedure uses your own stem cells, and because they're your own stem cells, they can help regenerate your own cartilage in your own joints. Dr. Wagner is a board-certified Seattle physician. He has over 30 years of experience, and he's performed over 20,000 stem cell procedures. And he's one of the few doing it the right way. So, listen to his patients, and remember, whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before you choose surgery, first see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD. Get the facts. Then get back in the game at drmarkwagnermd.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It doesn't come as a great shock to me that the people that bullied other kids coming up through grade school, middle school, and high school end up being successful later on in life. Why wouldn't they be?
Well, you are told as a child, don't let them bother you. They're going to fail in real life because they've been such a bully and are disliked and all of that. But they did this study in the UK. It was 5 decades. They started when these kids were like 10 years old in 19, or they were born in 1970, and they examined data from 1980 up to 2016. So they were 46 years old, and they realized that these kids that were very aggressive, that had, you know, tendencies to pick fights and bully, they led to better paying jobs. They had higher satisfaction on the job and they had more desirable jobs. Whereas the kids that had issues with attention, peer relationships, and emotional instability were earning quite a bit less.
Okay. So they're connecting the two. They're saying the guy that did the bullying somehow affected the kids to later on to succeed in life. Are they drawing that connection?
No,
I can understand the bullying behavior, the personality of the bully, the guy that's always trying to get over on the weak person. Well, in the dog-eat-dog world of corporate America or just the competitive world, you know, you just sacrifice more and push harder than somebody else, and you probably are more aggressive and tenacious, and perhaps you might lie, cheat, and steal to move ahead a little bit, part of sort of a bullying MO. I could see them doing well, but like, was the kid bullied to such a point that they didn't succeed?
I don't necessarily think that they are connecting the two, saying if you were bullied by this successful, you know, later in life man, that you were going to be unsuccessful. So I think it's more that if you had some of these other issues where you were particularly shy, you had trouble forming relationships. This is all common sense. Of course, if you have those issues growing up, you might be more timid or not as willing to take risks. Whereas a bully is so aggressive, they'll pound their fist on a desk and they'll do all
who
of that.
Who was your bully? Who bullied you, Sherry? Can you name one of them? These first names or initials? Yes.
Yes. Her name was Dee Dee.
Okay.
I don't remember her last name.
What did she do to you?
She got mad at me for something. We were in PE and it was the basketball thing. And we were playing basketball or something like that. And she called me a bad word. Then when we went to camp, she ended up being my bunkmate. Ooh. And she apologized to me and said she was so sorry that she did that.
What? That's tragic. Well, that explains a lot about your current state in life as far as success is concerned.
Well, and then she got murdered.
Wow, that story.
My bully got murdered too.
Yeah, she got murdered on the beach in Hawaii.
Weird.
Whoa. Did they know one another? Did they kill each other?
I believe it might have been a boyfriend. But yeah, she was murdered.
Murdered.
Shouldn't have bullied little Sherry.
Mm. Oh, look at you. little Sherry has dolls that she sticks pins in. That's horrible. How did your bully get murdered, Joe?
He ended up becoming a gang member, and he got stabbed by one of his own boys, and he sat down on his couch. He thought he was going to live through it, and he sat down with a 40 and never woke up.
Oh, yeah. They always say that if you get stabbed, the best thing to do is just lay down and drink booze.
Yeah, no. Bad advice, apparently.
Mine wasn't nearly as... I mean, mine was not a gang member. Drinking a 40.
Not a 40, folks. A Fody.
Fody. O-E.
Fody.
A Fody.
R.I.P. Enrique. Should have messed with little Joe.
And boys is B-O-Y-Z, that's Joe. Right. Let's pronounce this correctly. Okay. When you heard that he had succumbed to his injuries, laying there on the couch with a Fody, were you like, there you go. You deserve that, Enrique, R.I.P.
No, I didn't. It had been a few years, so I didn't hold it against him. But the guy that stabbed him is actually a kid I went to elementary school with also, and I was friends with. So I felt bad for Ricky, because Ricky doing life.
Where did you go to school, Joe?
Jeez, Joe.
Isla Vista, California.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Oh. Come on, Ricky. That ain't the way to do
Enrique. Poor
Ricky. Okay. No tears for Enrique.
I mean, no, I didn't wish him dead, but I didn't lose any sleep over it.
Yeah.
Okay. Me neither.
Yeah. I think we've all learned something today. Yeah. Jeez, don't get on Joe's bad side or little Sherry's bad side. You end up dead.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.